the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
All around us are up in their game. Their credit cards are all maxed out, and it's really quite a shame. But money can't buy everything, especially what we have. We just sit around and watch those fools and shake our heads and laugh. That's all I need. That's all I need. Kid, the cat, the dog, and you and me. That's all we need. That's all we need. Don't make life harder than it really needs to be. Upward mobility could be a hard way to go. Most people only go there just to make a show. I'd rather have a simple life that's not quite so crazy. I really don't care if others think that I'm just soft and lazy. That's all I need. That's all I need. The kid, the cat, the dog, and you and me. That's all we need. That's all we need. Harder than it really needs to be. Well, the neighbor bought a brand new boat, but I'll just sit out on the bank, 'cause he's saving all his nickels and dimes just to put a little gas in the tank. His fish locator tells him where to sink his line real deep. But my idea of fishing is just to drink a beer and sleep. That's all I need. That's all I need. The kid, the cat, the dog, and you and me. That's all we need. That's all we need. Don't make life harder than it really needs to be. That's all I need. That's all I need. Kid, the cat, the dog, and you and me.
Well, he's from Avon, Minnesota, and often starts our show out because his songs are so lighthearted and up-tempo. That's Doug Milloway, and he's a sexagenarian who often mentors other artists and records them in his Blind Owl Studios in Avon. And I like to call him the Bard of Avon. Definitely has more songs in our catalog than anyone, even more than Bob Muscovitz. Welcome, everyone, to Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, where we air every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. and every Saturday from noon to 1 on KKWE 89.9 out of Callaway, Minnesota, just down the road in, south of White Earth there. Go a little bit farther, you get to Detroit Lakes on Highway 59. And I should mention that Doug and his musical partner, Wayne Hamilton, as the two-tone duo, are playing tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. If you're down around Sartell, Minnesota, stop in at the House of Pizza. Well, this next gentleman has performed all over the place, including the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Well, I've never played there, never been there. And he's a professor of music at Winona State University. He's fairly new to our show, and we really appreciate his contributions. Here's Paul Vance with I Just Want to Be With You Tonight. And I emphasize I because we call this show The Eyes Have It. Every title contains the word I.
It's me, are you doing okay? I know what you mean, it's that kind of day. Putting out fires left and right. I was hoping maybe later when we both get through, we might find something better to do. I just wanna be with you tonight. No, I don't have any grand designs, just nothing particular on my mind. Dinner, dancing, candlelight. We could grab the umbrellas and take a walk. See a movie, stay up and talk. I just wanna be with you tonight. Nothing in my life is so fulfilling as the time I get to spend with you. So my darling, if you feel you're ready and willing, let's try to plot our own rescue. Well, I guess I better go, 'cause I'm getting the look. The other line's ringing off the hook. But suddenly things are feeling right. I'll see you this evening, I'll be counting the minutes. The future looks better with you in it. I just wanna be with you tonight. Guess I better go, 'cause I'm getting the look. The other line's ringing off the hook. But suddenly things are feeling right. I'll see you this evening, I'll be counting the minutes. The future looks better with you in it. I just wanna be with you tonight. I just wanna be with you tonight. I just wanna be with you tonight.
Paul Vance here on Minnesota Homebrew. We should announce that as you're listening to this show, skedaddle down to Floyd B. Olson Park here in Thief River Falls, because right after the show, you can hear some good old-time gospel by the Truckman Family Band. That's right across from Arby's downtown. And we also, we like to do a lot of announcements about music because we're really excited about live music, especially live original music. And our very own Jensen Sisters from just down the road in Goodridge are playing at the Luscious Bistro in Grafton. And that's coming up here tomorrow. Let's see, what is today? The 27th. Yes, tomorrow night. Half Brothers Brewery in Grand Forks, North Dakota is doing what they call a tap takeover. That means they bring their barrels of beer up there, kegs, half kegs, whatever, and they set them up and do a tap takeover. And that's happening tomorrow evening. And the Jensen Sisters will be performing. And if you can't make it up tomorrow night, make it up to Luscious Bistro on Saturday night for the Sardine Brothers. Yes, you heard it right. The Sardine Brothers. Well, this next gentleman on our show tonight is Dennis Warner, who's a very popular artist here on MHB. He hails from Clearwater, Minnesota, and performs his brand of folk music in over 100 cities each year. Dennis captivates audiences with his smooth vocals, distinguished songs, enthusiastic personality, no doubt about that, and his stellar playing on both 6 and 12 string guitars. We're just going to check the magical information portal here. Some people call it the internet. See where Dennis is playing here. You can find him at warnersongs.com. And tour schedule. There we go. A little pull-down menus. Those are kind of old-fashioned. Well, he's actually off. He played a benefit concert on the 18th in Sartell for Peter Ostrushko, and isn't playing again now until July 7th through 13th. He'll be in Rockland, Maine. So if you're out that way, catch Dennis Morgan. Here's his contribution to tonight's Eyes Have It show, and it's titled I Don't Want to Own You. Warner from one of his earlier CDs.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yes, she's from New Richmond, Wisconsin. They're in St. Croix County. It's not the county seat. Hudson is. And she's a singer-songwriter who studied musical therapy at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, before switching her major to communication disorders. Now she has a master's degree in special ed, and she can sing. She teams up with Ben Tomondel as the Pickled Beats. That's B-E-A-T S, a little nod to the Beatles there. And they're going to be playing this Friday evening. That's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wild Badger in New Richmond, Wisconsin. And oh my gosh, I'm going to be down in that area tomorrow night. So maybe I'll even stop by, go down maybe, what's that great restaurant just east of New Richmond? The Laurel. It's a classic steakhouse. And then bounce over to Wild Badger. That sounds like a plan. And then Saturday, the 29th, from 6:30 to 9:30, they'll be playing at the Chankaska. It's hard to say. Chankaska Winery in Kasota, Minnesota. Here's Laurel Hay with The Things I Do For You.
Hey,
nice sound, huh? Country. Not new country, that's just country. Well, up next, a gentleman named Matt Ray. And Matt, where's my bio on Matt? It's not there. Well, let's go to his Facebook page, and it says that Matt, oh, he lives in Embarrass, Minnesota, but he's originally from Barrett, so he really moved up in the world. And he studied claw hammer banjo at Banjo University, and he has a website, mattray.org. And as we play songs with I in the title, Matt's going to treat us to Mama, I Want to Go Back Home. Try that again. Mama, I Want to Come Back Home. You're listening to MHB.
Well, it's 10:15 on a lonely night. And like most of these days, I ain't feeling right. I look out the window, see the factories. I see the smokestack burning and it's covering up the street. Paint's smelly in the air, tastes real bad. I just the living in fail in this poor man's path. Got a couple of neighbors, they all scare me. One's hooked on meth and always tries to steal my TV. There are times when I feel so trapped that I can't get away. I don't think I can ever feel as good as yesterday. And you can see it on my face. Now it's the only thing I know. Cause mama wanna come back home. Yeah, mama, I wanna come back home. The one who lives below, she got a couple of kids. But we never know just who the father is. And the old man lives across the hall. Lost his mind long ago, sits and yells and stares at the wall. There are times when I feel so trapped that I can't get away. I don't think I can ever feel as good as yesterday. You can see it on my face. Now it's the only thing I know. Cause mama, I wanna come back home. Hey, mama, I wanna come back home.
Matt Ray, as we Sing Songs with I in the title. I would be remiss in not mentioning that tomorrow evening at the local Roots restaurant in Richfield, Minnesota, down on 66th Street West, is a Minnesota Association of Songwriters live venue. And this showcase will feature Paul Vance, Jonathan Shields, Douglas Porter, Deb Hadriba, Jeff Goodson, and last I knew, one more slot that hadn't been filled. Again, that's at Local Roots Restaurant, 817 66th Street West, Richfield, Minnesota. Be there or be non-circular. And what else is going on in our area? Don't forget that our songwriter challenge for the month with the theme of summer heat. Rate those songs and send them to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com for our July 25th show. This week at Half Brothers Brewing in Grand Forks. Tonight, Chris Erickson is playing, and tomorrow evening, Dan Christensen. I think tonight, the music's from 7 to 9, and tomorrow from 9 to 11. And if you're interested in performing at Half Brothers, they do pay a fair fee for performing. You can get a hold of them at music@halfbrothersbrewing.com. music@halfbrothersbrewing.com. Let's go down to Bemidji and see what's going on there. A group called We Ain't Cowboys playing Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Junkyard Brewing in Moorhead. Matt Acri is playing on the patio this evening at 7 p.m. And once again, the Jensen Sisters tomorrow evening at Luscious Bistro in Grafton, North Dakota. Up next, here's Doug Collins with a tune titled I Saw You Dancing. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
I saw you dancing. It was beautiful to see. I saw you dancing. But it wasn't with me. I saw you moving slow across the floor. I saw you moving, reminding me of before. I saw you dancing. I don't wanna know his name. I saw you dancing, and now I'm walking away. I saw you dancing. I don't want to know his name. And I saw you dancing. Now I'm walking away. I saw you dancing. And now I'm walking away.
Thank you.
brilliant songwriters to emerge from the Twin Cities in nearly two decades by SouthernMinnesota.com. Doug Collins's hooky mix of Beatlesque pop and classy country are highlighted in his energetic shows, both as a solo artist and with his crack band, The Receptionists. Soulful singing and honest emotional songs. His last EP, Davenport, Iowa, includes the title track, which was voted finalist for Best Song of the Year in 2003 by the Minnesota Star Tribune, Doug Collins. Well, up next, a gentleman who was inducted four times into the Minnesota Rock Country Hall of Fame. He's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters in good standing. His name is Larry Cease, and here he is with his song for the evening titled I Keep Falling.
Working takes me far away, way across the sea, searching big ideas to grow into that castle for you by the beach. Wonder why I'm smiling, walking under rainy skies, warm as we.
Love knows no bounds. I keep falling.
That's nice. I Keep Falling by Larry Cease. Well, Bob Muscovitz is listening down in Hackensack, and he just clued me in that the Twins are in the 18th inning and we're tied 2-2. So I logged on to MLB.com/Twins and see now the Rays have scored 3 runs in the top of the 18th. They have 2 guys on with 2 outs, so things don't look real good for the Twins. But if any team can come back from that, it's our Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
This is from a magazine I get every month called, or so often, Thinking Minnesota. And it's titled Beer Boom by John Phelan. When I was growing up in England, American beer had a pretty bad reputation. All you ever saw was light lager beers with lots of bubbles and little taste. Overall, most people shared the opinion of Monty Python's Eric Idle, who said in 1982 that American beer was close to water. That impression has changed in the last decade. When I first visited Minnesota in 2007, I was surprised to discover quality beer like Summit and Surly. The next year, I visited the Sierra Nevada Brewery in Chico, California, and the Anchor Steam Brewery in San Francisco. Shortly afterwards, I found Sierra Nevada's Pale Ale on tap in one of my regular haunts in London, and Anchor Steam in a pub down the road. Nowadays, any half-decent British pub will pour American craft beers. Exports of American craft beers grew by 33% in 2015. At the 2017 European Beer Star Competition, American beers won 33 awards, edging out all beers from around the world to win gold in 12 categories. We've come a long ways from the watery, fizzy domestics of my youth. He goes on to say the pace of this beer change has been staggering. In 2007, there were fewer than 10 breweries and brew pubs statewide. A decade later, the total number has reached over 170, an increase of 1,600%. In 2018 alone, 29 new breweries and brew pubs opened, accounting for 17% of Minnesota's estimated 170 total. While the craft beer boom has been a nationwide phenomenon, Minnesota has been something of a market leader. It now ranks 13th nationally for breweries per capita and 10th highest for craft beer consumption. Woohoo! Each adult Minnesotan 21 or over drinks on average 5 gallons of craft beer each year. The trend shows little signs of slowing as new breweries continue to open, including Portage Brewing Company in Walker, Ashby Brewing Company in Ashby, that's near Fergus Falls, and Karst Brewing in Fountain near Lanesboro, population 413. And we've said that the brew pub, Lake of the Woods Brewing, is open now in War Road, Minnesota. They're based out of Kenora, Canada, and they plan to open a pub in Winnipeg later this year. I had a can of their blueberry ale last night, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't the best I've had. I still like Wild Blue best, but wasn't bad. And I suspect on tap it's 500% better. Well, here's Amanda Grace with a song with I in the title, and checking her email that she sends us every month at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. It says she's playing this evening at Motorcycles, Cars, Music, and More at the Overflow Tavern and Eatery in North Bend, Wisconsin. I have to admit, I don't know where that is. I know where West Bend is, but North Bend, 5:30 to 8:30. And then tomorrow, she's playing an annual campaign fundraiser at the Winona YMCA at Island City Brewery from 6 to 9 p.m. $5 tickets, but throw a lot more money at it because it's a fundraiser and there are raffles and prizes. 6 to 9 p.m., Island City Brewing in Winona, Amanda Grace. And on Saturday the 29th, she's at Clyde's Corner from 6 to 7 p.m. in, oh my God, Beldenville, Wisconsin. When I was in college at River Falls, we went to Bud's Buckhorn Bar in Beldenville every Thursday night. That's so the kids could go home on Friday. And oh my gosh, I remember going there. I don't remember going home too vividly, but Saturday the 29th, Amanda Grace at Clyde's Corner in Beldenville, Wisconsin, 6 to 7 p.m. And here she is with a tune titled, I Thought.
About how to love. thought that you knew my heart. How hard I tried for you. You picked up that old stone that Jesus had cast aside when he took away all my sins, but his pain remains inside. Say that you knew about love. What did you say that you knew about us? What did you say that you knew about trust? What did you say that you knew about love?
Listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original music. And if you scoot down to the VFW here in Thief River Falls after the show, actually it's at 8 p.m. every Thursday night, open mic, open jam with Little Bobby as the host, our very own blues star. Seriously, here from Thief River Falls. And again, don't forget the Jensen Sisters right after the show. Not the Jensen Sisters, the Trockman Family Gospel Band down at Floyd B. Olson Park here in Thief River Falls. And I'm sorry if you're listening on Saturday down in Callaway, these are going to be some outdated things. I deeply apologize. Well, here's a gentleman whom we play quite often here on Minnesota Homebrew, and there's a very good reason for it. He writes darn good music. And he turned, well, he had a significant birthday here on June 13th. So that means he's the same age as I am until July 5th. So that means 13, 17, 22 days difference in our birthdays. But then I jump ahead a year. Bob Moskowitz, happy birthday. I think we forgot to mention it early. And what would a show be without a little comic relief? Here's a tune titled Wish I Could Fish.
Wish I could fish, catch myself a walleye over bass, before I find my motor out of gas. Skeeters lighting on me with each cast. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be chicken.
wish I could fish. Buy myself a crappie or a sunny. Good thing that I never fish for money. Hour after hour sure seems funny. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be burgers. Some folks have a knack of catching fish with minnow bait. Some folks catch the fish with hooks and trinkets with the make. Some folks check the bottom, troll around with bait that's fake. But me, no matter what I try, it's pork chop, roast, or steak. Wish I could fish, catch myself something I can eat. Drop it in the oil and have a treat. Share it with my friends, the campfire heat. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be turkey. Some folks have a way of knowing where fish hide each day. Some folks catch the feeling, manage knowing where to stay. Some folks never worry, cause they know they'll find a way. But me, no matter what I do, there's one thing I can say. Since I can't fish, my supper dish is going out to eat and drink some beer and lying about the fish I catch each year. Knowing that the truth is very clear, if I could fish, my supper dish would not be chicken, pork chops, hot dogs, brats, burgers, roast beef, steak, turkey, jerky, tuna, shrimp, ham, spaghetti, macaroni.
I love that song. Well, up next, a gentleman from, he's down in the southern part of the state, Paul Durenberger. He is a cousin to former Minnesota politician Ron, I believe, Durenberger. He's from Mankato, Minnesota. He's composed nearly 1,500 songs and a staggering 43 albums over the years. That's pretty impressive. Now performs for seniors in a duo called the Neverly Brothers, and you can find his music on Amazon and YouTube. Here's Paul Durenberger with I Remember You.
upside down, with the floors and the hallways above my head, and the childhood monsters underneath my bed.
Start up again, somewhere after original sin. I thought of all of the excuses I can give, but how can you understand or forgive? Was it a crime to do what I did, to hit the road like I did as a kid? Work through my mind what was going on. Well, I'm so sorry it took too damn long. And I guess this is goodbye. You couldn't wait for me to decide that it was you I wanted by my side. I guess this is goodbye. You know I've been burned in the past. I needed to get my head straight on at last. You see these ghosts that haunt me. I needed to make them set me free. So I took a walk and I wandered for a while. And soon the blocks, they turned into miles, and minutes to hours and hours to days. I lost track of how long I was away. And I guess this is goodbye. You couldn't wait for me to decide that it was you I wanted by my side. I guess this is goodbye. And while I was out trying to decide, you became another man's bride. I wish you all of the happiness you deserve. And as for me, I'll wait here by the curb, 'cause it's time to start another walk, and there ain't no reason why we should even talk. Well, I blew it then and I'd blow it now. I'll learn to live with myself somehow. I guess this is goodbye. You couldn't wait for me to decide that it was you I wanted by my side. I guess this is goodbye. I guess this is goodbye.
It's Pat Egan, who is also a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Now, normally I save them for our first Thursday of the month, but I have so many, it's difficult to get to everyone. So I said, hey, let's squeeze them into this show, which is titled The Eyes Have It. And that, of course, was titled I Guess This Is Goodbye. Well, next, a gentleman who has been sending us lots of songs. And boy, oh boy, are we happy. We got a 22-song CD from Bruce Caswell last week. And I was just tickled pink and can't wait to start playing them all the time. Because he is so talented. Here he is with a tune called I Don't Care at All.
You say that you're too good for me, that I'm one big deficiency, but honey, I don't care at all. You act like you're so high and mighty, and I last short of Aphrodite. But honey, I don't care at all. It don't hurt what you've been doing. I have my own plans that I'm brewing, and Lord, I'm gonna have myself a ball. You spent my money, took my car, hung around those singles bars, but honey, I don't care at all. My mama warned me when I met you. She said, the girl is out to get you. Honey, I don't care at all. My friends thought you were quite a fright, a horse that bucks or a dog that bites. But honey, I don't care at all. Gonna stop my mail, unplug my phone. Here's $100 bill just to leave me alone. My bags are packed, my cab's already called. And I don't give a darn what you might say. I never really liked you anyway. Oh, honey, I don't care at all. Just what you must have planned. Gonna find yourself another man. But honey, I don't care at all. Probably be some big young buck. I guess he'll learn, I wish him luck. Honey, I don't care at all. When I think back on times we had, seems they were harsh and mostly bad. No fond memories that I recall. So you go east, I'll go west, you'll be gone and I'll be blessed. Oh honey, I don't care at all. When I think back on times we had, seems they were harsh and mostly bad. No fond memories that I recall. So you go east, I'll go west, you'll be gone and I'll be blessed. Oh honey, I don't care at all. No honey, I don't care at all.
Well, normally, folks, it would be awfully lonely here in this studio, but I have all of you to thank for joining me this evening on Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. And I want to thank Bruce Caswell for that fine tune. And we'll join up again next week here from 6 to 7 p.m. on RadioNorthland.org. And we want to remind you, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Don't drive if you've had too much. And we'll see you again next week, God willing, on Minnesota Homebrew.